Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is walked intentionally. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn has Hershberger trapped. There's the throw to Orsino and over to Robinson, who tags Hershberger for the out. Buford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Brandt moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McNally, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Don Mossy. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to home to get Weiss. Minoso moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Hershberger moves to third. Buford moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Stu Miller now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Orsino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.